This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
One of the most brilliant satirists of the 20th century, Stan Freberg, in his short-run show. You heard the last episode maybe a week ago on this station. If you did, you know why it didn't last. It was too satirical. People didn't get it. Well, here's the second episode of the Stan Freberg Show, where he interviews the Abominable Snowman. This episode goes back to July 21st, 1957.
John!
I beg your pardon. Excuse me, madam.
Marcia.
Oh, pardon me, sir. This is the Stan Freberg Show, and I have to...
John!
Yes, you said that. I'm Stan Freberg.
Marcia.
I know you two people have a lot to say to each other, but I have to start
John?
my show.
Marcia.
Forgive me if I seem to close the door on
John.
You. Yeah, well, I hate to interrupt those nice people, but you know how it is. Hit it, though you may.
This is the second show of the series of a brand new radio series.
The CBS Radio Network presents the Stan Freberg Show.
With the music of Billy May.
Plus the songs of Peggy Taylor with Dawes Butler, June Foray, Peter Leeds, and the Jud Conlon Rhythm Heirs.
No use to look for us on TV,
because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you on, brought to you on, brought to you on RADI.
Keeping with the policy of the Stan Freberg Show, which goes everywhere, sees everything, does everyone, Mr. Freberg has just completed a very dangerous assignment.
Freberg, I said to myself, for indeed that was my name. Freberg, why don't you get an interview with the Abominable Snowman?
You mean to say that dreadful creature of the high Himalayas?
The same.
And you actually got an interview with one of these ape-like monsters.
This tape will tell. The only previously recorded information on the Abominable Snowman comes from Dr. Hugo Spank of Cornell University, who went high in the Himalayas to do research on the subject. The only thing the good doctor had to say about the Abominable Snowman was... felt that this was not too informative, and CBS Radio felt it was below standard as far as broadcast quality was concerned. So I went up and got the interview myself. It went something like this. This is Stan Freberg speaking high in the Himalaya Mountains in northern India. I'm standing next to this particular creature, what is it you are there?
A little of each, Stan, actually.
A little of each,
that's right.
I see, then you are the abominable...
Snowman, that's right. I never cared for that word abominable too much, Stan. You mind if I called you Stan?
No, not at all.
Well, I never cared for abominable, but it's the nearest word translated from the original Hindustani, which was Abominuyamayo, which means the hairy one with the big feet.
Yeah, I can see it lost something in the translation. I was noticing your...
Noticing my sneakers there, were you?
Quite large. Yeah, what are they, about 12?
What, are you kidding? 12? They're size 23.
That's pretty big.
Well, it's functional design, you know. trying to walk on snow with ballet slippers? Roller skates?
Well, yeah, don't you have a little bit of trouble buying them? I mean...
Well, I just can't walk into any old store and buy them. No, I have them specially made up for me.
Well, where do you get them?
Well, when I don't have the chance to drop by Abercrombie and Fitch, I send up to Spalding. They make them up for me. I have them in four colors. The white, the red, the pink, and the orange. I'm wearing the orange today.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, that's the particular ensemble I picked out today.
It's not much of an ensemble, is that? I mean, it's just the shoes.
Well, it's an ensemble to me. Some of us aren't too well off as others.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, that's all right.
It's all right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right, fine.
Just, what is it you do for a living? Do you terrorize the mountain?
That's right. I terrorize the mountain climbers who come up here. That is my trade, and I am proud of it.
Is it hard work? You have to do a lot of training?
Well, I don't think everybody can do it, you know. They don't have the hair for it, for one thing.
Or the sneakers. Say, you're quite tall, you know. What are you, about 8, 9 feet?
No, I measure in around 10 and a half, buddy.
10 and a half feet tall? Gee, that's pretty tall.
You think I'm tall, you should see my brother. He jumped center for Abominable State.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed him. Have you had a pretty good day's work today?
No, it hasn't been too hard today so far, no.
What was that again? You done much terrorizing?
No, not too much today.
Well, I wonder if you could give us a demonstration before we sign off of whatever it is you do
to terrorize the mountain climbers? Certainly.
Well, what would you like me to do?
Well, just turn your back there and close your eyes. Close your little eyes, and I sort of sneak up behind you and let fly with one.
Let fly with one what?
Never you mind. Just turn your back.
Well, I think I ever...
Never mind. Just turn your back, please.
No peeking.
All right. Don't you open those eyes now.
I won't.
All right. I'll just sneak up behind you now. Tippy toe. Which is hard with my feet. Here I come now. Gave you a little start there, didn't I, Stanley? Hey, that white hair is very becoming. Sets off your ruddy complexion. Very nice.
Gee, that was effective. Well, Arthur, see, our time is up.
Oh, that's a shame. Sure you don't have time for a quickie before you hit the pike?
No, I really don't.
Well, if you'll forgive me, I gotta get back to work. I see a mountain climber over there by the edge.
Well, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Stan.
Nice to see a man happy in his work. Thank you.
July 21st, 1957, Stan Freberg on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Don't think I'm ragging on the people in 1957. A lot of people today still don't get satire. But Freeburg was a master at it. And I would think that if he was alive today, he would be exceptional. July 21st, 1957, more of the Stan Freeberg Show.
And now one of the dramatic scenes we know you've been waiting for. The lights on the stage go down, leaving but one spotlight on our announcer, Burnside Mantle.
Thank you. Great moments in history. But what was the story behind those moments? Time is 1862. The place, a small upstairs room in a little house in Frederick, Maryland. An army in gray is moving into town. Moving, moving like a flowing flannel river. We hear a man who...
All right. All right, Barbara Fritchie. Here's the flag. Now stick the old gray head out the window.
You give me the money, then I'll stick the old gray head out the window.
Ladies and gentlemen, still in line with our policy, the Stan Freeberg program is still going everywhere, seeing everything, doing everyone. Take it away, Field Marshal Leroy Strattle at Mount Rushmore, South Dakota, the scene of the great presidential statues.
Field Marshal Leroy Strattle here at Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. Will you knock off the bird calls, please, Mrs. Thrill?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yes. I'm standing in the shade of George Washington's nose, along with Mrs. Hagmire Prill, who you just heard from, a sculptress of Duluth, who is about to carve a new statue. Is that correct?
I hope to kick a pig in the face. It's correct.
Well, nothing I like better than a good old colloquial expression.
Well, how'd you like a good old fat lip?
Yes. Well, Mrs. Prill, would you like to tell the folks why you're such an unusual sculptress?
Oh, yes. I carve statues out of a good many things.
Such as?
Soap, paraffin, wax, lard, anything.
Soap, paraffin, wax, lard, eh?
They can hear me.
Well, yes. Well, how did it start? How did it all start?
Yes, well, I started carving little individual rosebuds out of soap for my dinner parties. Back in Grand Rapids, you know.
Yes, I see.
Well, everyone complimented me on them. Someone ate one, so I had to change my material. Oh, he did froth pretty good, though.
All of a lather, eh? Yes. Well, how did the idea for a big statue come about?
Well, a friend of mine, Gladys Baumberger, you know her.
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, well, she lives down the block.
Yes.
She's a lovely girl.
I'm sure she is. We have to move right along.
Yes, I hate her, but she's a lovely girl. Well, anyway, she had this lawn tea, and I was asked to carve some little decoration. So one night it came to me in a veritable vision. Tiny miniature statues of Mary Margaret McBride carved out of oleomargarine. Oh, they certainly made a hit, if I do say so.
Well, I'll bet they made a hit.
I just said so. Well, that's how this big idea came about. I came to Mount Rushmore Memorial Committee, and here I am.
Think of that, ladies and gentlemen, a 400-foot statue of Mary Margaret McBride carved entirely out of oleomargarine. Shoo, that's realistic. Are you planning any more?
Well, I told you I was before we went on the air.
Oh, yes, of course. And they were a grouping of three?
Yes, Mary Margaret McBride, of course.
Of course.
Wyatt Earp and Fats Domino.
Great Americans all. Whoops-a-daisy, I see the sun's coming out, so it's back to Hollywood. Whoops-a-daisy is right, Leroy Straddle, and thank you, Mrs. Prill. Well, I like to think of Mrs. Prill, high on her scaffold there on Mount Rushmore, chipping and chopping away at the margarine of her 400-foot statue. Arrivederci, Mrs. Prill. But as must happen in all variety shows, the scene must change. And we go from the lofty mountain to a quiet living room. Billy, can you give us a little lofty mountain to quiet living room music, please? Oh, boy. Gee, honey, it's great to have an evening at home, huh? Nothing to do but read, take it easy.
Oh, I'll say. Boy. And we can use a nice, quiet evening.
Yeah. Well, lucky for us, your mother broke her leg.
Boy, I'll say. Well. And good thing, too, that Charlie Adams has the measles.
Yeah, no canasta tonight. Boy, this is for me. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't answer. Let it ring. Let it ring tonight. Why don't they leave us alone?
Look, honey, no matter who it is, we're not going out.
We're not going out.
And don't invite them over.
No.
Tell them we're sick.
I'll just tell them we died. Hello?
Hello, Max's Delicatessen. This is Mrs. Snodgrass.
No.
Will you send up some...
No, ma'am, you have a wrong number.
A half a pound of salami, a half a pound
madam,
of veal or ham...
Lady, I'm trying to tell you...
A pound of sword cheek...
I said you have a wrong number.
Isn't this Max's Delicatessen?
No.
Well, what number is this?
This is Trafalgar 40598.
Trafalgar 40598?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I want Trafalgar 45098.
Well, this is Trafalgar 40598.
You sure this isn't Trafalgar 45098, Max's Delicatessen?
No, this is not Max's Delicatessen. I'm sorry.
That's funny. I rang Trafalgar 45098.
Well, you got a wrong number.
Well, who was it, honey?
Oh, some dame had a wrong number.
Glad it wasn't for us.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't go out tonight to see Davy Crockett raffle Marilyn Monroe.
Gee, I think my eardrum is busted. Oh, come
well,
on.
Well, now, whoever it is, tell him to get lost. Right.
Hello?
Hello, Max's Delicatessen.
Oh, stop.
This is Mrs. Snodgrass. Will you send over half a pound of salami?
Lady, I told you before, you got the wrong number.
What?
You got the wrong number.
What number is this?
This is Trafalgar 40598.
Trafalgar 40598?
Yeah.
You sure this is Trafalgar 45098?
Look, lady, would I lie to you?
Oh, that's funny. I dialed Trafalgar 45098.
Well, you must have made a mistake somewhere.
I did not make a mistake. I dialed TR-45098.
Well, you didn't get TR-45098. You got TR-40598.
Yeah, but that's the wrong number.
That's what I've been telling you.
Look, I've been calling Max's Delicatessen for 3 years. That number's always been Trafalgar 45098.
Look, lady, why don't you get the operator to get the number for you?
I don't need to ask the operator. I know what the number is.
Okay, okay. Gee. An ear for an ear, I always say.
What was it?
Same thing, the wrong number again.
We had quite a long conversation.
Yeah, well, she cross-examined me.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't for us,
You're
anyway.
Not kidding. Oh, no! Hello!
This is the special operator. Is this Trafalgar 40598?
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeedy, this is Trafalgar 40598.
Just a moment, please. I have a call for you. Is your party?
Hello, Master Bell, it's a cat!
Wait a minute! before, this is not Max's Delicatessen.
Is this the Falco 40598?
Yes.
Well, that's the number I want. Will you send over...
Wait a minute. You don't want Trafalgar 40598. You want Trafalgar 45098.
How do you know what number I want?
Because you told me so. You said you want Trafalgar 45098, you said.
No, I don't. I want Trafalgar 40598. I asked the operator to get it for me.
All right. She got it for you. But it ain't the right...
Is this Trafalgar 40598?
Yes.
Well, is Max there?
No, Max isn't here.
So where is he?
How do I know where Max is?
I don't even know who Max is!
Oh, well, you must be new there!
I'm not new here. I am not new here. I have been living here for 8 years.
Ronnie, who is it? Who is it?
That crazy dame with the wrong number.
How dare you say that?
Ah, shut up!
Oh, how dare you! Harry! Harry, some schnook at Max's Delicatessen
or something! Oh, he is, Hedy. Hank, give me that phone. I'll fix this wagon.
Now, dear, don't lose your temper. Here, let me talk to
you. Now, listen here, you cheap salami slicer. What's the idea of insulting my wife? I ought to come right over there and shove your puss in the liverwort.
Oh! Darling, some man on the boat said he's going to shove my puss in liverwort.
Oh, he did he? Give me that phone. Listen here, you. What's the big idea insulting my wife?
What's the idea insulting my wife?
If your stupid wife would dial the right number, I wouldn't have to insult her.
My stupid wife did dial the right
number. You're not. She dialed Trafalgar 40598.
Well, what number is this?
Trafalgar 40598.
So it's the right number.
It is not the right number. She wants Max's Delicatessen.
Well, ain't this Max's Delicatessen?
No!
Why did you say so?
I didn't say so. I told your stupid wife.
Now, listen, you crumb. You insult my stupid wife once more? I'll come over there and punch you right in the nose.
Yeah, you and who else?
Me and my stupid wife.
You. Says you. My wife can lick your wife any day in a week.
Honey, what did he say? What did he say?
He said he punched me in the nose.
Oh, yeah?
That's what he said.
Will you just give me that phone?
Here.
I'd just like to see you punch my husband in the nose.
Oh, you think I couldn't do it, eh?
Well, you just try it. I'll come over there and I'll punch you and your stupid wife in the nose.
Oh, yeah? Nobody's going to punch my stupid wife in the nose unless it's me.
What'd he say?
Yeah, it wasn't him. It was that big dumb ox of a wife of his. She said she's going to punch you in the nose.
Oh, she did, didn't she? You give me that phone. Listen, you beat up ragbag. I'd like to see you.
Ah, go on. Your mother listens to Crazy Otto.
Stop arguing with him. Hang up the phone.
I'm going to report you to the telephone company.
Boy.
Some people.
Well, what's the use? I don't feel like reading.
Well, I certainly don't.
I don't feel like reading.
God, well, this book wasn't as good as I thought anyway.
Yeah. Well?
Well?
Tell you what, let's call up the Johnsons and see what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Maybe they feel like some canasta.
Yeah, maybe. We'll just call the Johnsons up here. Well, we'll do.
Hello, Max's Delicatessen.
July 21st, 1957, Stan Freberg. Thanks for tuning in to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The record-long heat wave is showing no signs of letting up. Over 2,000 records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona hasn't seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. Tiran Steinbeck, the Stanford University DEI dean who accosted a Trump-appointed federal judge during a Federalist Society event, is resigning from the law school after months of icy relations with the administration and student body. In March, Steinbeck and a mob of unruly law students disrupted a Stanford Federalist Society event for Fifth Circuit Court Judge of Appeals Kyle Duncan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of the Stan Freeberg Show, July 21st, 1957.
Well, let's see. We looking backwards in the show here, we did the great moments in history. Barbara Fritchie, we did the Mount Rushmore out of oleomargarine. But just in case there's anyone we haven't offended, perhaps this will tear it.
I dream a genie with a light.
Hold it.
Brown hair.
Hold it, please. What are you doing?
Warm like a
baby. Okay, hold it, paper girl. Look at that trouble you like I did in them last guys on Shaboom. How can the kids dance to that jazz? If they can't bop to it, they won't buy a record. You know that. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Now we're going to do rock and roll, Stephen Foster, all right, but we're going to do a rock and roll. Big. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King. Rock.
Genie. Genie with. Genie with the. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown. Genie with the light brown wig. Rock.
Pretty commercial, huh? I'll tell the world. Okay. Follow me now. Genie.
Genie with the. My head is bending, Nellie's fly. The buckwheat cake is in her mouth. Honk, honk the alto.
handle it, Daddy. Handle it.
From Abbey Ranch. You know what Confucius said? If they can't bop to it, bombs build. You want me to tear up your autograph pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No.
Well, then let's take Beautiful Dreamer again. Beautiful Dreamer.
Wake up, genie. Wake up, the genie. Genie with.
Bet on the bay. Any of you older folks hear your Stephen Foster favorites? Join in and sing right along with us, won't you?
And I go one-eyed cat, peeping an old dog Tray. And I go one-eyed cat, peeping an old dog Tray. Well, it ain't the way he wrote about we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie.
The cold, cold
Reebok, Reebok,
Japan clock. Won't you do pop, pop, you kick, boom. Hey, you guys, I think it's turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bonds album we did last week.
Thank you very much. Well, I see the time is up. We'll all be back next week with new padding on the walls here. Until next week, this is Stan Freeberg saying thank you for listening. God bless you and good night.
The Stan Freeberg Show is produced in Hollywood by Pete Barnum and is written by Stan Freeberg, Pete Barnum, and Jack Roach. Original song by Stan Freeberg. Featuring the music of Billy May, Jack Conlon of the Mayors, and the songs of Peggy Taylor, Dawes Butler, Peter Leeds, and June Foray. Also in the cast was Marvin Miller, Dan Coverley speaking.
July 21st, 1957, Stan Freeberg on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's a big, bold story set in the heartland of America, along the edge of Lonely Mountain, and open for business. And so Big William Gorgon, played by handsome Michael James, fiercely set down his Midwest roots.
Oh, darling, we're going to sell bathrobes and raise chickens.
Set his adoring wife, Wilhelmina, portrayed by beautiful Glenda Olson.
Oh, I love our store, Will.
But they hadn't counted on Big Ralph's bathrobes and cattle store coming to town.
Oh, Will, Will, what will we do, Will?
Will had a plan, a way of facing off against tough Big Ralph.
We're going to change the face of America. We're going to have advertise.
Ad for what?
With print, broadcasting, and bus benches. We're going to tell people who we are and where we are.
What's a bus?
And so the story of how one man brought advertising to the heartland.
Oh, will it work?
It will. My name ain't Will, Wilhelmina. We've got to advertise or we'll die.
And so the greatest marketing story of all time is here. Advertise or die, dopey.
Put your message on this national advertising platform. Email classicradiotheater@gmail.com. classicradiotheater@gmail.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, we continue with another episode of the soap opera Claudia. This is from July 21st, 1948.
And now, Claudia.
You're looking very handsome this morning, Mr. Norton.
I return the compliment, Mrs. Norton.
You're so polite, Mr. Norton.
I'm always polite, Mrs. Norton.
Except when you're not.
Which is never. Where's my hat?
On your head. Absent-minded.
Oh, so it is, so it is, so it is.
You're awfully early this morning.
Small wonder. I've been getting myself ready since my 6 o'clock feeding.
Your 6 o'clock feeding. Darling, don't you think you'll be able to learn how to sleep after you wake up?
That was slightly garbled, but I'll learn in time.
Oh, by that time it'll be too late. We'll be back up in the farm and the baby will have a room all his own.
But he'll still have to be fed at 6, at 10, at 2, at 6, at 10.
Maybe
at...
we can cheat an hour. I'll ask the doctor.
We'll do nothing of the sort.
We won't tell the baby. But I most certainly do not intend to ruin your health for the sake of his.
Nobody's health's being ruined. We're not going into that now. I'm going down to the office.
I hate to see you go.
Business as usual. Come over here. A kiss for my favorite wife and mother.
Oh, business as usual is nice.
I'm in such a generous mood, I might even say goodbye to my son.
Oh, I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Well, he better had. It's going to be an awfully hot day.
I can feel it already creeping up around me.
Well, we'll be getting back up to Eastbrook pretty soon. Mornings are nice and cool up there.
And the nights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, David, it's wonderful to have a farm we can call our own.
Except for a few minor financial obligations, it's our own. I'm glad of it.
So am I. Although if you told me 6 months ago, I'd never have believed you.
Then if you'd have told me a year ago that I was going to be saddled with an offspring, I would never have believed you.
No, you weren't even saddled with me a year ago.
How time flies.
I wish it would fly slower. But I'm not complaining. But there, lying in his carriage, is time's greatest gift to us.
He's still sleeping.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. Sleep, young fellow, while you get the chance, because once you're a man, you will sleep no more.
David, stop giving him ideas.
Why not? He's giving me some. Move over, boy.
Don't be silly. Tell me what you think of your son instead.
Let me see. What do I think? He's still awfully small.
Small? He's enormous for his age.
Well, he's a lot bigger than a sparrow. Hey, Bobby. Look at him. He doesn't even know his name.
He is not a dog.
Dogs are a lot brighter. At 2 weeks, dogs can walk, dogs can eat, dogs even know their name.
Well, dogs have four legs.
Oh, that's the difference.
Yes, certainly.
I think it's time you got out of bed, Bobby, and started earning your living. In the meantime, I'll go out and earn it for you.
David.
What, darling?
Babies grow awfully quickly, don't they?
What are you leading up to?
I'm not leading up to anything, not specially.
Then what are you leading up to, not specially?
Well, I was thinking that...
This is going to be good.
As a matter of fact, it didn't even take much thought.
That's encouraging.
David, I think we ought to have some pictures taken of him.
What?
What's so terrible about that? Everybody has pictures taken of babies.
Darling, you could go out and buy any old magazine and clip out Any old baby picture in it and it'd be just as good.
Fine talk for a newborn father.
All babies look exactly alike.
Oh!
Well, I bet you if I lined up 10 in a row, 10, you'd never know your son from the other 9. I bet you.
I bet you $20.
Save your money. Look at him. Two ears, two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two arms, two legs, and a great big stomach. And all babies have that.
But his personality. His personality is individual.
Mm-hmm. Well, point out his personality.
Oh, sometimes you are impossible.
Sometimes that makes sense.
Well, didn't your mother take pictures of you when you were a baby?
She did.
Where are they?
None of your business.
Oh. Can't I see them sometimes?
No.
I'd love to see them. Pictures of you on your stomach with nothing on.
Remind me to burn them.
Let's see what you're embarrassed about.
Well, you haven't seen the pictures.
Well, I let you see mine.
You're a girl. That's different with girls.
Why?
Why? Why? I think it's a ridiculous fetish of our society. If we can't remember what our son looks like, we don't deserve pictures to remind
well,
us.
Well, now, I never was the picture-taking kind of woman.
That's one of the reasons I married you.
But I feel sort of like this is different. I mean, if we had other children, it'd be nice to compare them, say it. 3 weeks?
Comparisons are odious.
No. Maybe I'd like to look at them when I'm older.
You'll never grow that old.
Oh, you talk a lot, but I saw you gurgling over those pictures of me when Mama showed them to you a few months ago.
That's because you look so silly.
I didn't.
Exactly the way you look now, only smaller.
Thanks.
It's all right.
At least you had a good time over them. You might thank me for that.
Yeah, thanks, darling.
You're welcome.
Believe me, I'm not going to be the kind of parent who goes around showing off pictures of his child.
Me neither. Just because you have the picture doesn't mean you have to show them off.
Then why have them?
Well, why not?
Well, do you carry pictures of me around in your wallet?
You are nothing to be so proud of.
Well, I'm a darn sight handsomer than that offspring of yours.
He's yours, too.
I admit that.
Sometimes I think you haven't got one fatherly feeling in you.
Oh, on the contrary. I think Bobby's a pretty nice kid, as kids of his age go. I like him. I'm getting very fond of him. No photograph will ever take his place.
Well, maybe you're right. Still, he looks awfully cute lying there on his stomach.
Look, darling, if you really want pictures, call up the photographer.
There's no hurry. Except for you to get going. You're going to be late instead of early.
I'm on my way. See you tonight, Bobby.
David, promise you'll eat a decent lunch.
I most certainly will eat a decent lunch. Having lunch with Colligan.
You'll probably eat Irish stew.
Having lunch at his club.
Oh.
It'd be good to get back into a man's world, away from this nursery, away from diapers and condensed milk and bottles and safety things.
Good thing I don't believe half the things you say.
Well, there's nothing a man likes better than sitting down to a man's lunch with another man discussing purely man's business. Now, when Colligan and I get together, all we...
Well, Norton, how's that offspring of yours coming along?
Oh, him? Doing all right, I suppose. Now, about your steel contract.
Yeah, they're cute at 2 weeks.
Yes, they're kind of cute. Now, Colligan, I wanted to talk to you about the contract.
You chosen a name for him yet?
We're calling him after my wife's father, Robert.
Oh, a fine name, Robert. My third one's called Robert. Got red hair, big eyes and freckles. He's a fine boy.
I'm sure he is. Now, if you can see your way clear to give me the date of delivery on the steel, I'm sure...
Oh, what's the hurry? What's the hurry? We got plenty of time to talk. My first, Patrick. My second one's Sean. My third one, Robert. We called him that because when he was little, he had no Irish look about him at all. But he sure grew up to fool us. Yeah, and the littlest one, Kathleen.
Well, that's quite a handful.
There's nothing like them.
I'm sure they're adorable. Now, about the steel specifications.
Here, wait till I get them out. Oh, where did I put that wallet? It's always disappearing in the wrong pocket. Oh, here it is. Here now. Here's a picture of Kathleen when she was 3 weeks old.
Oh, very cute.
Cute she was. And prodigiously advanced, too. Born with one tooth, she was.
You don't say.
Well, had a full set of uppers and lowers before she turned 3. Look at that, they're lying on her stomach. Yeah, did you ever see anything so cute?
No, I never did.
Ah, don't be so modest, lad. I know you're thinking yours is cuter.
He's not bad, but...
I know you wouldn't want to miss this one. It's a picture of Sean in his three-cornered pants.
What the well-dressed man...
From the day they were born, they've wound me. Colligan, 243 pounds, mind you. Wound me around the little fingers. Oh, putty in their hands I am. Yeah, that was a fine steak. Fine indeed. Tell me, Norton, you have them on four-hour feedings?
Yes. Every 4 hours, all day and all night.
Uh-huh.
Now, I guess we can get on to those delivery dates that I want to set with you.
Yeah, time for that.
Yeah.
Now, these air pictures we took the summer we spent up in Maine. This one here is Patrick. And this here picture we took out on the island last summer. Oh, yes. And here's a picture of me holding Robert when he was all of 3 weeks old. Fat little boy, wasn't he?
Well, he's not much fatter than mine now. He's...
By Barney McGonagall, man. No baby was fatter than Robert was in 3 weeks.
Well, you ought to take a look at Bobby and see for yourself, that's all.
Why, the doctor said to me, this is one of the fattest babies I ever did see.
All right, since I have no pictures. You win this round, Colligan. Now, what about the steel contract?
There was a lady who specializes in child education. Mm-hmm. She said to my wife, that child, I have never seen so fat a child. Well, that was a real nice lunch.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, not only that. Good man's talk. Whew. My heaven. It's warm, ain't it?
Stifling.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better be rushing back to the office. Can't take too long, you know. I'll see you, Norton.
Wait a minute, Colligan. Wait a minute. What about that date of delivery on the steel?
I'll call you about it. And, man, if you think your baby is bigger than mine, hey, you'll have to prove it.
Well, I'll prove it all right. Big Irishman. Just wait. Just wait until I get a hold of my wife. I'm going to the nearest phone booth. I'm going to call her up, and I'm going to tell her a thing or two.
Hello? Oh, David, hello, darling. What? Darling, you sound so excited. Get that photographer and get those pictures taken. But, David, darling, this morning you said you didn't want to have pictures. What? What's that you said? All right, dear. All right. I'll call the photographer. All right, if you insist, David, I'll call him right away. Honestly. The more I know about David, the less I know about men. Oh, well. Dum dum da dum dum, la 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 la.
One sometimes gets the impression that certain families have a magic formula for making a hit with the young folks because all the teenagers flock to their houses again and again. If you track down the great secret, it's often nothing more than this. The lady of the house keeps a plentiful supply of Coke on ice at all times. She knows there's no better way of attracting the young people and keeping her own kids at home.
Mr. King, before you leave, would you like to have a look at the pictures of my four little ones?
I'd like to very much. I have a few of my own I think you might like to look at.
Oh, I would indeed.
You have four of them.
Eh?
Must be quite a handful for your wife.
Well, it took her a while before she learned to manage. But the little woman is right good at it now. There. How is young Mrs. Norton managing?
Oh, as much as everyone will let her manage. She's managing very fine.
I'm hoping I'll be meeting her very soon. But right now, she's got enough on her hands.
She gets the work done one way or another.
One way or another?
But mostly another, as David will find out tomorrow.
Begorra, what does that mean?
It means that baby clothes get washed, bottles boiled, and dinner on the stove, as if by an unseen hand.
Magic, huh?
Not quite magic, but come around tomorrow and you'll find out what Claudia uses instead.
I'll be there indeed. Nice to have met you. The top of the day to you, Mr. King.
And the top of the day to you, Mr. Colligan. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time.
And now this is Joe King saying au revoir.
Another episode of Claudia, that going back to July 21st, 1948. Babies are fun, and it's nice when you know where the dad is and who the dad is and all of that. It's not like soap operas of today that get into all the, well, you know, not going to go there. Well, far enough as it is, except to thank you for tuning in here to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station. Hope you will thank this station and support their advertisers. As always, it is their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time we roll around here on your favorite radio station. Now, we talk about our webpage. I talk about it a lot. It's at classicradio.stream. The best part is that if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. You can find all of our shows there on demand for listening. If you miss a day here, we hope you'll listen here first, but if you miss it, you can hear it there. Now, also, just so you know, we also have links there to the various places where you can download our shows and build a library of our old shows. Good to have for listening cross-country, don't you know? You've got the shows there. You can also find our social media links. You can also learn more about building a classic radio collection of your own. You can contact me directly. And one nice thing you can do is, like a lot of people have, including Richard, buy me a coffee. That's one of the nice things that you can do, because if you buy me a coffee, it shows you appreciate the show, and I'll put that money in with others so that I can build us a bigger classic radio collection for this show. Because don't you want to hear something new? Website again, classicradio.stream. And please tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Free.